Purple Heart Homes presents Putting the Pieces Back Together, a forum for veterans and the community to connect. Here are your hosts, veterans John Galena and Brad Borders.
Well, it is outstanding to have everyone with us today on Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. How are you, sir?
You said, I'm great, but you said everyone. John isn't here.
Oh, John is not here. He's on another secret mission.
Actually,
we just got a text message from him saying he was not going to be joining us. He was going to sit and listen and criticize us.
He literally said that. I think he said it in jest.
But of course he did. But if
you think that he was really actually upset with and going to criticize us, then you should call in and complain about Josh.
Well,
and,
you know, people could always call in. If you're interested in calling in and you're listening out there, 844-STUDIO-4.
And call in person.
Right? Anybody can call in. 844-STUDIO-4 or 844-788-3464. Those are the two same numbers.
They are? How does that work?
There's actually letters and numbers on your telephone pad.
Well, I've got that one that you got the dial on it.
They've got them too.
Yeah.
They've got them too.
Really?
Yeah. That's right. And it was troubling that when you had one of those dial-in phones like that and you misdialed something, you had to redial and do it all over again.
The old rotary.
Yeah. The rotary.
Hit the hang-up button.
Yeah. Hit the hang-up button. Click. Right. So, we have got a amazing show today.
What's happening?
Who's our guest? Why don't you tell us?
Well, okay. Well, I'm looking right before me, and we've been talking a little bit about the military makeover the past few weeks here and there.
Tell us a little bit about military makeover before you introduce our guest so that we can have some incredible context from you.
Oh, wow. So military makeover, if y'all are not familiar out there in the listening world or watching world, it would appear.
Or the hinterlands.
That wasn't me.
It is a show that appears on Lifetime Television, also the Armed Forces Network, and syndicated nationally, that picks one family every season to do a house makeover.
Yes.
That has had some sort of strife in the military and
a challenge, if you will.
A challenge, absolutely. Yes. And so they pick this family out and they take them out of the house, take everything they knew, and just rip it all out and build it back.
That's right.
And they do a fantastic job of making it better.
That's true.
And locally, they've chosen one family in the Statesville area.
That's true. That's correct. And
Jared,
we had a celebrity
that
came to Statesville.
Yeah. Who was that guy?
I don't know.
He had a great hairstyle.
He did. His name is Montel Williams. Montel Williams, right? Never heard of him, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
I mean,
we had Montel right in the studio. It was fantastic.
That was the old studio
before
they did the WSIC makeover in here.
It's the actual same room.
They did the makeover.
I know. We did a military makeover of the studio.
Well, anyways.
Thanks, Montel.
Yeah. Let's get to our guests.
Let's do that. Why don't you introduce them?
This is Jared and Sydney Bowman of Statesville, North Carolina. Why don't y'all say hi?
Well, good afternoon.
Hi.
Oh, awesome. That sounded very NPR-ish there, Jared.
Wow.
Hello.
No,
that's
I need a redo.
You can
Hi.
Do a redo.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
That's fantastic. Sydney is glowing right now.
Having a great time.
It's the greatest day ever.
She did ask if she could sing a song on air. I don't know.
I said, if the spirit moved and a song came to me, would that be appropriate?
I told you as long as it was in the domain?
Public domain.
I'm not very bright. You say that. I don't know why I'm on a radio show.
you are bright.
Yeah. But so tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, so I was born in Raleigh. We moved to Statesville when I was six. My dad's work brought us here. So grew up here in Statesville, went to school at NC State, came home, was working around in Statesville and met my lovely wife and kind of chased her for a couple years. And she eventually said yes to a date and I remember.
Or did she just slow down?
Yeah.
Finally caught her.
But, no, I remember telling a friend of mine, before we were official boyfriend or girlfriend or anything. If I can get this girl to say yes, I'm going to marry her.
Aww.
And about 4 months later, we were engaged.
No kidding. Wow. I remember that. Yeah, it's a beautiful story. Sydney, chime in, please.
Yeah, well, it's been a wild ride. Before we got married, I sort of thought I was signing up for small town living, and man was going to be home for dinner at 5 o'clock every night. And that has not been the case.
No.
No, he surprised
There was a shift.
There was a shift, yes. And I'll tell you, I come from a military family. And so I think maybe there was a part of me that was attracted to that part of Jared that inevitably said, I got to go. I got to go join the military. I need to go do this thing. I just had our first daughter when he joined the North Carolina National Guard. And so it's been a wild ride ever since.
Yeah. So Jared, I know this story, but I want everybody else to hear about how did you scratch the itch? You know, what was that made you want to just sign up and say, hey, I'm willing to serve my country in the Guard?
Sure. Well, it had always been an interest of mine growing up. I was fascinated by military history. I was in the library all the time, checking out all the World War II and Vietnam and Civil War and just different eras of American history. American conflict was always it interested me. Band of Brothers came out at exactly the right time. I was 14 years old. Yeah. And I was like, I want to jump out of airplanes and kill bad guys. turned 18, thought about the military, ended up doing college instead. Got to the end of college, thought about the military, got a job that I really liked instead. Started to think about the military again, got married. and then my first child came along, and Sydney wanted to stop working full time so that she could be home with the girls. And I would drive out the north part of the county and play basketball with some friends. And there was a billboard. It was part time work, full time benefits, or something like that. And I was like, honey, I could join the National Guard and I'll be here.
This whole conversation.
Yeah, you'll be there the whole time.
Yeah.
And we could have decent health insurance and she wouldn't have to keep a full-time job. And so we talked about it and she agreed that sounded like it'd be a good fit. And so I walked
after
in.
After many tears. But yes, it was a good fit.
This whole conversation sounds incredibly familiar.
Tammy, are you feeling any type of way about this?
all familiar.
It does sound familiar.
Happened with me, but helped me to help those other people that I knew when that conversation came into their life.
This is true. You've been a great Army spouse, by the way.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
So, I found myself in the recruiter's office, and he was interested in putting me in a unit that actually jumps out of airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty soon after that, I was off to basic training, and my
skipping.
Wife will tell you, I was excited.
Off to skipping? Basic training.
Physically skipping.
Oh, he was so happy. He was glowing. I'm holding the baby, and I'm like, crying.
It simply because he didn't want to change diapers?
I think
I'm going to join the Army. I'm going to get out of this because
I don't really think that's
the sleepless night. Yeah. No.
So I was very excited to go get started on that adventure. And a lot of fun and maybe some challenging things happened.
This is true. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get into that. We got a break coming up and got to hear from our sponsors.
Right. And then we'll hear more about how Jared skipped away from his wife.
Yeah. You're listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together presented by Purple Heart Homes. We'll see you back here in just a minute. We're going to stay live on Facebook.
Putting the Pieces Back Together. We'll be back with more of John Galina and Brad Borders after these messages from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Putting the Pieces Back Together continues now. Here are your hosts, John Galina and Brad Borders on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together with Brad Borders and me, Devil Dog Devin. We've got some amazing guests today. Jared and Sydney Bowman of Military Makeover. You might have heard of the show.
Hopefully. Maybe. Montel Williams action.
Oh, yeah. Great dude.
Art and Jen.
Oh, my gosh. I took my wife over there and Val and her husband, and we stayed up all night drinking mojitos working on the Bowman's house. I bet they don't know that.
Wait, time out. So you went over with Jason and Val and y'all imbibed alcohol?
Maybe.
While you're working.
Have you noticed anything not straight in that? Hey, that's that paint line.
So if the curtains are a little off, I apologize. I may have done.
Hey, why mojitos? Why not?
Because I make a mean mojito.
Okay, all right, I'm good with that.
There you go.
I crush the lime and squeeze the. Or excuse me.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you know we gotta muddle the fresh mint.
Yeah, to muddle something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, well let's muddle on back to our guest.
I think
over
that's
here.
A great idea. Ooh, great segue.
Oh, I know. You like it. Don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcast professionals. So. Hey, so this whole we're building to this whole thing of military makeover and what happened to your lovely family through this amazing television show and Montel and everybody. So, talk to us about what your time in the military looked like, and then leading up to there was an event, right?
Sure.
And so yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So military service was something I grew up interested in. The time for me to join came about in 2016. So I headed to Fort Jackson for basic training and then out to Fort Huachuca for advanced individual training. And then to my unit, it was located at Fort Bragg. So it's called the MCPOD or the Main Command Post Operational Detachment.
Is that a McDonald's thing? The MCPOD?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing on the menu?
They serve McDonald's for every meal.
Outstanding.
We have an officer bring it in for us.
Only the best for our soldiers.
not affiliated with McDonald's. But it came out of the sequester in 2013. The 82nd Airborne lost some support positions. So they approached the North Carolina National Guard and asked, hey, would you guys like to stand up an airborne unit that would be able to augment our operations? And of course, the North Carolina National Guard wanted to have people jumping out of planes. That's a great, going to drive recruiting. So they said yes. And so I ended up in that unit. It was fairly new. And I absolutely loved it. Some great soldiers. The unit itself is comprised of about a third officers, a third NCOs, and a third lower enlisted. And if you've been in or around the military, you know that's not how a unit is typically put together.
It is not.
And so there at the beginning of my career, I was around a lot of older, more mature soldiers, a lot of rank that your typical 18, 19 year old is just not going to be in contact with that many guys who are further along in their careers. So for me and my development, it was fantastic because you've got guys from all around the military. You can kind of pull from their experience and learn and develop as you're starting out. So that was a great fit for me. I was there for about 2 years, and then I got pulled over to a intelligence company that was deploying to Kuwait. So I was in Kuwait we left for training in June of 2019, and I got home in September of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure everyone remembers that comprised some COVID time.
Cluster.
Yes.
Yes.
A giant cluster of stuff. So as not fun as the COVID times were here, it was also not fun over there. The deployment, there are challenges. You're away from home. You're in the desert. There are things that are uncomfortable and unpleasant for sure. But I mean, before, everything kind of shut down, we had all kinds of activities that you could do. So, I mean, there were, sports leagues, you could go do continuing ed stuff. I was taking martial arts classes, there were Bible studies, church services, and of course, all of that shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're over there and basically you could go to the office and really they put us on 50% manning because they didn't want us all together mm-hmm. in enclosed areas. And so I worked from 8A to 12P, and then it was just go back to your room and wait for 20 hours a day.
So you're already away from your family, and now that you can't even do anything to entertain yourself,
right?
Try to take your mind
reading.
Off.
There was a lot of reading, and
we had another baby during that.
Yes,
well,
a baby that did come along while I was deployed.
Yes, and my wife was one of the midwives,
there.
If you will. The,
I was there.
The midwives of Iredell County.
Yes.
It was a whole crew.
That sounds like a book. Is that a book?
It should be.
Coming on Lifetime right after Military Makeover.
But that was during COVID as well.
Yeah.
Right before. And then when you came home, you actually had to stay for a little while because of.
Yeah, it was a bit of an adventure. But yeah, so our third daughter, Annie, was born February 9th. And
My military experience here with all of this stuff going on was Jared left with our first daughter was 5 weeks old. and got home on her first birthday. So we missed that whole year.
Oh, wow.
And then we had our second daughter. He was home for that. And then he left when I was 2 months pregnant with our third child. And so I did the toddler phase with two toddlers and pregnant with a third. And I'm not going to lie to you, that was a very difficult year for me. COVID mm-hmm. came around right as I'm delivering. She was born in February, right. and I had COVID in January.
You too.
And so I didn't know, I'll be honest with you, that was very, very hard. And you know, Tammy and a couple of other really awesome women came alongside me. They were all in there in the delivery room. I think, was there nine of us in there?
It was a good little group.
It was
let nine people in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I had the baby at a birthing center here in town. And so just natural delivery. So all the women came. It was like a she cave thing happening.
We
as we're ushering this new woman
dancing.
Into the earth.
We had all kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was not there.
But it was so instrumental for me because it was the support system I needed when your husband's gone and just to have all those women there to be with me and hold my hand and cry with me and pray with me. And we had hymns going and words of encouragement, and we ushered that new little girl into the fold. It was really, I mean, that was my deployment. Mm-hmm. And then the newborn phase, and he got back when she was 7 months old. So, yeah. That was
wow. It was a wild year.
It was a wild year.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you get back from that, you're still in that unit, that airborne unit. Mm-hmm. You get unattached from that intel company, correct? And you go back to your airborne unit, right?
Is it? Yes.
And then, and it was the next year, correct? Or was it 2 years
later?
It
was 2 years. So I was with that unit. I got back to with them in February of 21 and just working as a E5 team leader. And that brings us to June 22 when I got into a Black Hawk helicopter and jumped out of it and broke my back.
It was a Hollywood jump too, right?
It was. There was absolutely no reason for me to break
my
back.
And what is a Hollywood jump for those who are not in the know?
For those who don't know, Hollywood jump is when you jump without all of your extra gear than a combat jump. A combat jump is your ruck and your weapon and your helmet and your kit, right? Everything. Hollywood jump is pretty much just you and your parachute.
That's it. Yeah.
And generally everybody loves a Hollywood jump because you're not carrying as much weight as you fall out of an aircraft. And so the impact is is supposed to be a lot less.
You would think.
One would think. But on this particular day,
all items fall at the same rate of speed.
That's right. This was not this case.
No. And honestly, I hit the ground and it's almost like, you know, file not found or missing reel. Like I don't actually remember from slightly before hitting the ground to slightly after when I kind of...
Was it windy?
No, not at all.
Oh, it was just a perfect day.
It was about 10:15 in the morning, big fluffy clouds, no wind.
Oh.
The sun was shining. The tank was clean. Yes. It was just the perfect day, perfect jump.
Perfect day to break your back.
And I had just accepted a promotion to become a staff sergeant back with the unit I had deployed with. And so it was my last drill with the airborne unit. And so we were all laughing and joking, oh, this is the one you're going to get hurt. Oh, yeah, it was
oh,
my last
my
one.
Why did you say words. That?
I just came down. I don't know if I stiffened up or exactly what I did wrong. I'm sure I made some kind of mistake. But I ended up crushing T12 and L1, two vertebrae in my back, disc damage, a number of different things going on.
And that is not something that happens to you and they're like, next week you're better.
No, it was more than a week. Until I
rub
was
some
better.
Dirt on it. You'll be fine.
So it was fun. So, you know, of course they throw me in the ambulance and took me to Womack, which is the hospital on Fort Bragg. And so I'm laying there and I'm pretty sure my back is broken. And I look on the floor and this huge cockroach just crawls under my bed.
That's a metaphor.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, of course they come in and they tell me, you know, yeah, your back's broken and we'd like to start you on intravenous painkillers. And I was like, I'm going home. Thank you. I'd like to leave now. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did not stay.
Yeah. A homeboy put a brace on. They put a brace on him and then he drove himself home. Yeah. I was so happy.
Yeah. That sounds
about
like that.
I can imagine like on his drive, I'm like, why are my legs going numb?
Right. He is in so much pain. He walked in the house and was like barely walking is a strong word and like just sort of like keeled over in the bed. And I was like, why did you drive here? What is going on? Oof.
Yeah, didn't want to stay at Womack. So
well, I get that.
I can definitely understand
for those
that.
Of us that have been there. You know,
we understand. Yeah.
So I drove home, took the pills at that point, and stayed in bed for a couple of days and yeah, started the healing process.
Yeah. And it's been a long healing process.
It has been.
Yeah. And so we're coming up on another break and we're going to hear from our amazing sponsors that keep us on the air and support what we're doing. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how in the world Jared and Sydney got involved with Military Makeover and then what that all looked like. And we're going to hear that glorious story. It was an amazing week that we got to spend here in Statesville back in January. And
yeah.
It's been airing. The last episode just aired. And you can go back on YouTube and Military Makeover channel and you can watch that. Yeah. So you can do all that. Yeah. So anyhow, we'll be back here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together.
Keep it right here. Putting the Pieces Back Together with John Galena and Brad Borders will return after these messages on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to Putting the Pieces Back Together with your hosts, John Galena and Brad Borders on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Hey, welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. We're having a great time in here today. I'm not sure why everybody's laughing at me, but I must have done something stupid.
You didn't do anything.
Okay, good. Good. Sometimes I'm not so attuned into what's going on. So
That is true.
That is true. You don't have to say it so.
I love you.
Okay, thank you. But we are joined in studio with Jared and Sydney Bowman, who are longtime Statesville residents, and Jared served in the National Guard and got hurt in an airborne accident a few years back. And that prompted, through our partnership at Purple Heart Homes with Military Makeover, we entered into an engagement with them to do four seasons featuring four different veteran families.
Yep.
Where they come into whatever town they live in, and they bring a circus with them. And
oh, it is
TV
a circus.
Cameras
circus.
And so one of the things last year is they reached out to us and said, "Hey, we'd like to do," and we agreed that we'd like to do a show in your hometown.
Right. Yeah. Just down the road. I mean, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we started looking around town for a veteran family that might benefit from this thing. And so I immediately just said, well, you know what? I'll just reach out to Jared. And I gave him a phone call and said, "Hey, man, got this thing coming. It's not going to be little. And I need you to know what you're getting into, but I think it really helped you and your family. I think it'd be a really good thing." And then I caught a twist in his arm, and you'd be really helping Purple Heart Homes out a lot. and he's not, and I'm correct there.
That is true, absolutely.
And you know, after that, there was like an application process. It didn't go through us, right? The application process went through Military Makeover.
Okay.
And that the way you dealt
with we dealt with Military Makeover. I had no idea who that was. So we just got a phone call out of the blue. And you were like, "Hey, can we put your name in for this?" And we thought it was like everything you put your name in for. Yeah, and that sounds cool.
Yeah, we were like, not going to happen.
Nothing's gonna happen.
And you said, "Oh, it's kind of a big deal," just a second ago. But the way I remember that conversation is like, "Oh, they come in and they do some painting and things like that." And I thought they might replace our mailbox. Yeah. That's what I thought.
That was the big, like, the exciting moment.
We were like, sure, whatever. Probably not going to happen. Moving on.
It's
but that's
shaped
not
like a Conestoga wagon.
Right? Out of curiosity, did they replace your mailbox?
They did not replace the I thought we might get a couple of pieces of new furniture. I thought they would paint some rooms and maybe we get a new mailbox, and that's pretty much it. And then the things started unfolding. We did the application process, and then we kept like waiting them to be like, "Oh, thanks for your time, but no, we're not. We're going to go with someone else." And we And then they picked us, and we were like, "What?
What was the interview?" That was like to get in the application process. What was your interview like?
So there were a couple of rounds of questionnaires that you would fill out. What do you need done around the house? Because I think they've got sort of a sweet spot of Just broken down enough, but not so broken.
That's right.
It wrecks the budget.
Yeah,
they only have a week.
Well, it's more
they can't
rebuild.
Problems.
Yeah, no, you can't
complete termite infestation, mold everywhere.
And so, so fortunately, we definitely needed some help, but it wasn't going to be so much that it would be beyond their capabilities.
Right.
And I think they wanted to get to know us a little bit, just kind of see are these going to be this family going to be suitable to put on our television show. We evidently checked enough boxes for them that they ended up selecting us, which was amazing to get that call kind of out of nowhere. They had Zoom called with us a couple of times, and we had spoken to a number of the different producers and the writers. And one day we get a call and Art, one of the hosts, is on.
Yeah. Hey, Art's such a good
dude.
He's
a wonderful guy.
Congratulations, you're the next Military Makeover family.
Wow. Jared and I looked at each other like,
what?
What?
What does that mean?
That's nice.
Can I have a mailbox?
Get a new mailbox. Thank you.
That was what the application process looked like.
All right.
They started like sending out contractors. So first we had an inspection during the application process, and I was like, oh, I don't really like looking at everything. But then they kept sending out contractors. They tried to keep it as secret as possible, but I was like, by the 20th contractor, I was like, I kind of feel like this is a big deal. What are they going to do? Like, it was really, like, the months leading up to it, I was like, it started dawning on me, oh, I think this is going to be really big.
Yeah.
But I had no idea in the beginning.
All right, so let's fast forward. You guys get selected. You get all the contractors coming over. Let's talk about what y'all had to do, right, leading up to it, because for those that don't know, the family has to leave their home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You have to move out completely. Like we were selling
Like you were selling it, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about what that all looked like.
They were very considerate. They shipped us a bunch of boxes. Every time we, would run out of boxes, we'd just give them a call. They would send more. And so over a period of a couple months.
So they did the pre-filming, like where they did the interview and everything when we were still living in the house. And then as soon as that interview was over, they probably did that the beginning of December.
Yep.
So we had a month and maybe 5 weeks to move out.
And so by the way, Christmas was right in there.
Oh, yeah.
So you're moving out in the middle of Christmas?
Yes.
You have to.
Oh. Well, hey, that made a little convenient because when you put up the decorations, you know where to put them in that storage container sitting in your front yard.
True.
Yeah. I decorated anyway. I said, we are going to have a tree. I don't care if we're moving out in 2 weeks. So we put everything in a box. I tried to do it as slowly as possible. The couple of weeks leading up to it where we're putting our final things in, that gets a little chaotic with four kids.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Because I don't mind the moving process, but tripping over babies and, stacks of boxes, that was a little bit intense for a while there. And then we moved out. They put us up in this nice Airbnb down in Mooresville, down on the lake.
That's pretty cool.
And it was great. We were like, man, this is like nice.
And so for those listening, they don't just move them out and then just leave them there, right? They put y'all on like this whirlwind tour of things.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
So what all did y'all do?
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So, I feel bad because I'm not going to be able to remember everybody's names or thank everybody the way that they deserve. But the first thing they did was send me down to Charlotte. So there was a Firestone where I got my truck worked on. Later that day, we went up to So Much Fun.
Oh my goodness.
Where Sydney, talk about
full
that for a minute.
Panic attack after that one. I mean, Jared calls me up and he's like, hey, they gave me a good gift card. They worked on my changed my oil. And I was like, okay, that's a nice gift.
That's reasonable.
That's
sure,
reasonable.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I can
you.
Accept something like that. And they took me to this sewing shop and gave me like a nice sewing machine and serger. Like I had an $80 Brother sewing machine from Walmart for 15 years. And they gave me, it was like upgrading from a 95 Ford F-150 to a Ferrari. And I was like, I cried for 2 hours after that. I was like, we can't accept any more gifts. I'm done. I was not well after that.
Ferrari of sewing machines.
Like, and I literally, I was like, the people who are watching the show are not going to understand what they gave me.
Right.
But that is, if you like sewing at all, oh my gosh, I was hysterical. And on the show, they showed the second clip of like the second take of me receiving it. Because the first time I did it, I walked in, no idea. And I looked at her and I said, wait, are you giving this to me? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I can't, what? No. You're like, cut. Yeah, no, go back out. You got to come back in and do it again. Because I was like, you can't give me this. Why are you giving me this?
And then they were like, no, so, you can't say no.
No. So, yeah, that was Monday. And
oh, my gosh.
That was too much. Oh, my gosh.
And they did
really...
stuff for the kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys took the kids out to Rescue Ranch.
Yep, yeah. Gave us a wonderful tour.
Dave and Buster's.
That was fun.
Yeah, we got to meet the CEO. Nicest guy.
The CEO of Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, he said Chris something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris came out and met us and just showed us a great time. He was very kind.
Yeah. No, you so would go, think his go to name Dave would Buster's. Be Dave or Buster.
Yeah. Right. You really would. But
Chris or Bob.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things, though. Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting ready to put a pin in it right there. We'll be back in here a little bit. But before we go, I want to just mention that at the 500 Club this week, upcoming week on Friday the 13th, 10% share for Purple Heart Homes. Please come out and support us. You've been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together.
There's more Putting the Pieces Back Together with John Galina and Brad Borders on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's Putting the Pieces Back Together with John Galina and Brad Borders on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Hey, welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. It is a fantastic day, and we're so glad that you joined in with us. We got Jared and Sydney Bowman here, recipients of an incredible gift through Military Makeover, a TV show hosted by Montel Williams on the Lifetime Network. You can go back and take a look at all this. There's four episodes. You get to see kind of the genesis of how their home was completely made over all the way to the end. And they just aired the final reveal that so many people in Statesville showed up at. And we've been talking about what they did with Jared and Sydney while they had to move out of their home while their home was being made over. And I just want you to know, while their home was being made over, I went over there every day. Devin was evidently there at night drinking mojitos.
I mean, yeah, just the one night.
But it was incredibly cold. That was so cold all week. I mean, the high was like 20, and the lows were, you know, it was single digits. It was, all the contractors were freezing to death.
I watched a woman painting, and the paint was freezing
as
she was putting the paint on.
It was incredible.
Yeah, she was outside. It was terrible.
So let me just give you the overview. So Jared and Sydney's home was built in 1950.
63.
Oh, 63. Yep. I thought it was 53. Okay. So in 1963, a long time ago.
Long time.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like before I was born, and I'm old, right? And so their house needed some love, right? And it was, you had already done some work in your kitchen, but they were like windows and things that needed to be done. And I don't think that you guys were expecting the extent of the makeover.
No. We were not.
No. Right?
And so here we are. We fast forward. We've done all the work. And then that Sunday, we're there working for 8 days. They did all of this in 8 days. And it was a beehive of activity. And there were contractors. I've got to thank Ricky Driver and Chris Benson and Hunk of Junk Holland. And there's so many people to thank. But that Sunday was a big reveal day, right? And the whole community came out. The mayor.
Yeah,
he made a proclamation.
A proclamation.
He proclaimed at my house.
Gave the key to the city.
The key to the city was given to Montel.
It was incredible.
At my house.
It was incredible.
And I believe Muggsy Bogues was standing out front too.
Michael
Jordan's brother was there. James Jordan. The honeybees were there.
Yeah, the honeybees.
I mean, they were cold.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't have a lot of clothing.
I was talking to them beforehand. I was like, oh, my, I can't believe y'all come out here in this.
It was amazing. I mean, the whole thing. It was a circus. So I want you to just walk us through what that looked like pulling up to your house after not being there for 9 days. And what did that, what was all that?
Sure. So, so we're sitting in this Ford Expedition sort of at the turnoff to our street. And they've got this motorcycle gang group affiliation.
I wouldn't call them a gang.
A club.
my sergeant major at the MCPOD was actually a member of this group. So I jumped out. I was like, hey, guys, you know Sergeant Major so-and-so? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, this is my sergeant major. And they're like, yeah, we know who you are. And so it was just this really cool connection. I got to speak with them and just, you know, say hi and get to know them a little bit. So we wait there till it's time to roll. And
which was a long time. That was the longest wait. They knew how to build up some suspense. I mean, my anxiety was just going like
I think they do that on purpose.
At last, the moment comes and we kind of come over the hill and we can see our house, which was a red brick house before, has now been painted white. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's, you know, everybody in town standing outside.
Did you expect that?
Well, actually, Jen called me. If it's a really big thing that she's nervous that somebody might not
like. Oh, by
like.
The way, let's talk about Jen for a second.
First of all, she is amazing.
Absolutely wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, listen, I care about my house. I care about what it looks like. I care about paint colors and everything. And she was like, don't worry, I got you. And yeah. I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't know. But she did a bang up job. But she called me like a couple of months before and she said, hey, listen, I want to do something, but I really need your permission because I'm a little nervous that maybe somebody won't like it. I want to paint your house. And I was like, do it. Like, just do it. Oh, my God. And it was just shocking coming over that hill and seeing that White House. I mean, it's just so stunning, stunning. It's the most beautiful house in the neighborhood now.
It certainly is. I mean, it really turned out amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. All right, so you pulled up. Tell us what happened.
So yeah, everybody is cheering and clapping, and that was overwhelming in and of itself because here they've been standing out here for hours. So I just want to go around and thank everybody, and they're like, "No, come up to the house. We gotta shoot the segment." And so yeah, I got to shake a few people's hands, got to meet Muggsy for a second. That was really cool. My daughters loved the honeybees, the Hornets cheerleaders. And so they bring us up and Montel's there, and we're filming the parts outside, and I really wanted to pray and thank the Lord before we went in.
I just want to stop right there because I thought that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You had that entire, and I realize they didn't put that in the show, but that was important, right? Because I know how much your faith means to you. I mean, my faith means a lot to me, and to be able to stop and thank God and tell, you know, the whole crowd that you were asking God to use all of that for his purposes. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was really neat and way to seize on that moment.
And it was a God thing that we should not have had that time. We were supposed to go straight in and then they had to reset something with the camera. And so I know I've got 45 seconds.
Was that right after Sydney hugged the post?
Oh, I hugged the post.
Oh, yeah. I've got a photo of
that
somewhere.
That was going to be my favorite.
Oh, my goodness. We had just this big porch and these posts are wrapped in vinyl. And I was just, I look at those every time I sit on my porch, man, one day.
They're going to look awesome.
And they did it. And I just, I didn't ask for it. They just did it. And that was just incredible. But yeah, I hugged the post. And then Jared was like, let's thank the Lord. And I was like, do it. It's hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they had to reset something on the camera. And so they said, hang out for just a second. And so I just asked Montel, it'd be okay if I thank everybody involved. And I made sure to include the Lord in that.
Yeah, there you go.
That was awesome.
It was beautiful.
And so what was it like? Okay, so then Montel says, all right, let's go in, right?
Yep.
And walk us through that thing.
So just to kind of get some sort of context, they replaced the roof. They replaced the windows. They ripped out our bathrooms to the studs and rebuilt of that. They did the gutters. They painted the entire exterior of the house, landscaping. I mean, it was...
I gotta thank our boy Jonathan Santiago and his brother Jesus and all of their crew. They did the bathrooms, and it was just incredible.
Well, along with JP's Plumbing and
JP's
Heating.
Plumbing,
our friends at Hughes supplied that stuff.
Fenway, man. Fenway's, oh my gosh,
solid dude.
It was amazing.
And they had told us they weren't going to get to the bathrooms. When they came in December, Jen said, listen, bathrooms are a kiss of death for something like this. It's just going to, we don't have enough time. It's not going to happen. And so I was like, no, that's fair. There's no way you can renovate two bathrooms in 8 days. She lied to me.
But lying in a good way.
It's the best. I did not expect that at all. It was, and I can't believe it. There was water damage and they fixed the water damage. I mean, in 8 days, have y'all ever known any bathroom renovation
to be done in 8 days.
I've not seen it.
Top notch too. It's beautiful.
Not unless you got the Santiago brothers on it.
That tile work, Santiago brothers, was
Yeah. Hey, our chairman of the board, Dave Sternberg, said, tell the Bowmans that the board is proud of them and thanks for letting PHH serve.
Mm. Wow. It was a huge blessing to us. I mean, just this gift, as we were sitting around afterward talking about, you know, what's all this worth? We were trying to figure it out.
Oh my gosh.
And well into the six figures. But then the thing on top of all of that is the fact that it did happen in 8 days.
Yeah,
it did.
And if you were going to try to do that to a house, I mean, there's no
eight
way to
months.
Put it. Yeah, there's no way to put a dollar amount.
Yeah. It was a community effort. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. I want you to talk about what's happening in your backyard.
Oh my gosh. We're in the kitchen and Montel said, "You like everything? You like it?" He said, best is yet to come. You hadn't even seen it yet. I know what your favorite part is going to be. Just give it a second." And I'm like, "What is in my backyard?" And I just saw the shed and I was like, they put a shed out there. It's real nice. And
I didn't know until you walked in.
I had no idea until I opened that door that it was a schoolhouse. And it is beautiful. It has pine like siding on the inside. It smells like a cabin in there. Cutest little furniture, chalkboards, and as many pencils as anyone could ever need. The supplies were out of control.
There was a telescope.
They gave me a telescope.
Like for astronomy class.
It was insane.
Incredible.
Like, I got out and I could see a bunch of people were like looking in my backyard, all like people who had gathered and stuff. And I just looked at them and I mouthed, "Holy crap." And they were all cracking up laughing because it was absolutely beautiful. And our home is a place that we do ministry. And so we're there all the time. We're constantly trying to feed people and love on people and host people. And just to have somebody come in and just elevate it and in with a snap of it was like fairy godmother.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody needs to know this though. So, you know, Jared didn't just fall out of a helicopter and that's why I got this is Jared and Sydney both give back to their community in significant ways. Jared is one of he helps me in Veteran Treatment Court as a mentor coordinator for veterans that are entangled with the justice system. He's always serving. I just remember this, and I'm just going to embarrass you, but I remember watching you for years and years look after Eber Hudson. Like, and Eber was an older gentleman, and Jared took an incredible interest in him and his family and still looking after Miss Margaret. And I just watched that, and I was just so proud that this happened for you guys. So proud and so thankful and so happy for the both of you. And you deserve it.
This has been an incredible blessing to our family. And I mean, again, there's no way to appropriately thank everybody, but Statesville and the wider group of people that came around us, you have blessed us beyond measure. And we love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for the investment you made in our family.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, sure. Thank y'all for being guests on our show. Again, I want to mention to everybody that, the 500 Club Restaurant is going to be doing a profit share on the 13th. Come on out and support us and, support Purple Heart Homes in general. We do a lot of good things for veterans, and we can't do that without your support. And thank you again, Jared and Sydney, for being here. It's just been a great show. Next week, we're going to have another one coming.
That's right.
You've
been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together. Thank you so much.
Better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.